You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tesla CEO and billionaire Elon Musk has finally acquired Twitter after months of legal threats to go through with the deal. It's only been a few days, but there are big changes already. He's axed a number of executives and dissolved the board of directors. I spoke to Dr. Ethan Plout, a communications lecturer at the University of Auckland, for his thoughts on the platform's new owner.
Well, part of his game is that he seems not to want to run it, right? Elon Musk claims to be a kind of free speech absolutist. So there's a question of running the business, I suppose, and there's a question of managing the platform in the sense of content moderation and things like that. I mean, obviously, he's coming in and slashing and burning to some extent in terms of the workforce, which is going to have all kinds of ramifications. And then, you know, we'll sort of have to see what happens in terms of the platform itself and, you know, the ways in which that is or is not managed as we move forward.
I guess, yeah, with this kind of free speech absolutist mindset that he's got, is there maybe some hesitation to be too extreme in the fear of alienating some key advertisers on the platform?
He runs a lot of risks, not least of which losing advertisers if the platform does sort of welcome more and more extreme views, content, hate speech like that. By, you know, getting rid of the existing moderation, which was imperfect, but was something. I think that there are definitely financial reasons for Twitter in terms of viability of its advertising model if you, sort of cancel any reasonable version of content moderation, then, yeah, I mean, it's not clear what Twitter's business becomes.
Soon after he acquired the platform, the site was inundated with people trolling and kind of using slurs and foul language. And the site has said community guidelines remain the same. And these trolls, I guess, came from a certain number of accounts. They were just kind of spamming to prove that they could. What do you make of this?
It's unsurprising. I think Elon Musk has egged people on. I think he's promised things like, sort of radical, absolute free speech that he's not ultimately going to deliver or be able to deliver. He's clearly expressed some interest in people out on what we would think of as like the radical right wing of politics in America. And to some extent around the world, he seems to have quite complicated politics on the face, right, in terms of who he's sort of performing different allegiances with and interests in, as to what his personal politics are, behind closed doors. That's another question. I guess part of the issue here is that, he has other businesses too, right? Tesla has big business around the world in some countries which are authoritarian and are not exactly friendly to free speech, and in some cases may not even allow Twitter as it is because they have all these kinds of restrictions. So there seem to be some pretty deep contradictions in terms of the ideals that Elon Musk seems to espouse when he's asked about his ideals, and then the ways that he actually goes about business and sort of, who he's playing footsie with around the world as the head of Tesla and otherwise.
Yeah, he has always kind of taken a bit of a cavalier approach, and now that he owns the platform, it's not really much of a... There are fewer ramifications personally for him, but a lot of people have signaled that they are going to just leave the platform. They're going to delete Twitter. They're not going to engage in it anymore. Is this kind of the end of Twitter, I guess? That sounds a bit dramatic, but are we kind of seeing a decline or maybe a shift towards a very different platform to the one we know?
I think we have to wait and watch. I'm not willing to make any strong predictions on that because it's not clear what exactly is going to happen under his ownership. People have threatened to leave Twitter in the past. People have designed alternative platforms in the past. We've seen sort of attempts at migrations to more independent networks. And ultimately, Twitter has, maintained its large user base and sort of interesting place in the social media landscape. I think it's worth saying that, you know, Twitter is not Facebook. It is quite different. It's a much smaller number of users, but it is important for certain groups of people, right? It's been very important for journalists, a certain kind of activism. I'm an academic. There's a lot of academics around the platform. I think it has been important for the circulation of information among certain groups of people, but it has a kind of peculiar niche. And, you know, whether those people are going to leave en masse, it's honestly not clear. You know, people have sort of threatened to leave Facebook over time as Facebook was caught up in all kinds of problems around the world. And Facebook was, oh, I don't know, arguably implicated in genocide and crimes against humanity and all kinds of things around the world. And their moderation policies have been under attack, and yet it's still there dominating the market. You know, I am unhappy personally as a user of Twitter with some things about the direction it appears to be taking, but, like, frankly, I haven't deleted my account yet. And it's not clear that that act of protest as an individual user is the way to bring about change. I have to trust people to make their own judgments. I think, if you think a platform is bad and you want to leave for ethical reasons, I absolutely respect that. If you're looking around and you're thinking, this is a mess, maybe I can stay here and push back and try to improve it. I mean, good luck to you that way, too. It's very, very hard as an individual user of one of these platforms to know what to do when the platform, sort of reveals the dumpster fire that has been burning underneath us this whole time, right?
I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because something that happened today was that Elon Musk, he tweeted a link to a known conspiracy website. And basically, it was a wild conspiracy theory that's been peddled around the right-wing circles. He did face a lot of pressure and backlash from fellow Twitter users. The tweet was swiftly deleted. So I guess there is some hope, right? There are enough people out there that are kind of willing to hold people accountable.
That particular instance doesn't exactly give me hope, frankly. You know, this billionaire just bought one of our, important platforms for speech and communication, and is still out there sort of wantonly spreading blatant mis- or disinformation. If anything, I think that bodes ill. The fact that the tweet was ultimately taken down, sure, but by that point, arguably the damage is done. You know, Elon Musk already had a very large platform that he, by many accounts, was not using very responsibly, and now he has a much bigger one. I think there are always reasons for hope. I think there are reasons to hope that people will, get together and push for regulation of these platforms, that people will find ways to use them ethically, that, maybe people inside Twitter will be able to protect and preserve some of what's good about the platform, or improve some of the things about it that are broken and have been broken for a long time. I think that that's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
That was Dr. Ethan Plout, a communications lecturer from the University of Auckland, speaking to me about Elon Musk's Twitter takeover.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.